Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
We asked the question, what do you need to see out of Caleb Williams? Because this is a game where quarterback can shine. Like, let's just start with that. Not necessarily that you even have to. If I'm him, I'm seeing this as an opportunity to be able to really just put it all together in a way that perhaps he hasn't even so far this season. Again, the reason the Jets beat the Bengals last week 39-38. Justin Fields had a 99 quarterback rating in that game, 21 of 32 for 244 yards. And while we saw Caleb Williams throw for more than that last week against the Ravens, I've said this before, I still think that even in that scenario, it can start with the running game because the Jets had such a successful day on the ground, 254 yards as a team. And then we started to ask the question also, well, what if he doesn't do those things? What if Caleb has a game that's typical to what we saw against the Ravens? What if it's more like that this Sunday with the opportunity that is in front of them with this Bengals team reeling and then knowing their defense isn't up to snuff?
Honestly, if that happens, a couple of things. I think, first of all, it's become a bad shootout. When I say bad shootout, it's okay to have a shootout where you're up and the other team's trying to catch up. You're up by 14, it seems like, the whole time, but they cut it to 7, but you score another touchdown. They cut it to 7, you score another touchdown. But when you're behind in that type of shootout, you're just throwing and throwing and throwing, and then therefore, you know, your mistakes can be out there. I think the most important thing for Caleb isn't necessarily to put up gaudy numbers, but just to be efficient. Like, this would be a great time to complete 70% of your passes and maybe only have to throw the ball 20 to 25 times because you're getting big plays, first downs, and touchdowns. You do those three things, you're not going to have to throw a bunch. I don't know if you saw Lamar Jackson's line from last night, but that's the type of line I'm talking about.
That was the ease Lamar back in.
Ease him in with a 4-touchdown game.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, like, no, I'm saying.
That was the production. Like, you don't necessarily care because the production was so good in scoring.
And that's the point. You don't have to put up 50 points to have a good day. Lamar last night, 18 for 23, 204 yards, 4 touchdowns, a 143.2 rating, a QBR of 91.9. He even took a couple of sacks. But does it matter? No, because guess what? You were out here throwing and making sure that when you made completions, they were important completions.
Just get better in all those categories that they know he has to get better in, that Caleb Williams knows he has to get better in. We talked about it. Get better in the red zone. Get better with your accuracy, as you mentioned. Get better in this game. I'm just talking about this game, at identifying the open receiver. Don't leave good meat on the table. You know what I'm saying?
Like, we're dumbing it down. One of the hosts of the show.
He is one of the hosts of the show. Yes, the meat.
The bucket.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
We want you to go buy meat for now
on. It's the sound effect that really sets off the bucket thing. The sound
there
effect.
There has
at the
to
end.
Be a sound effect to hit it home.
Okay.
There does. There
yes.
Does.
And then you have to dress like it's 2004 all over
Wear
again.
Wear a bucket over your head.
Hey, we have a bucket of breaking news. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is from Adam Schefter. The Dolphins are parting ways with Chris Greer, the general manager who has been with the team since 2000 and has served as the GM since 2016. Greer worked his way up from scout to the GM level, and he's been in that executive role, as we said, for almost 10 years. That leads everybody to ask the next question, is Mike McDaniel next? And right now, per sources, Schefter just posted, Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel will remain Miami's head coach for the remainder of the season, at least, per sources.
Dead man walking.
That doesn't sound like, that sounds like a formality, not a vote of confidence.
Lame duck, would you say?
They're 2-7, so the question I have immediately is, okay, so you're going to be here for the rest of the season. What would Mike McDaniel have to do between now and the end of the season to save his job? Win 7 games?
I think, unfortunately, like, work for a team that doesn't usually have the GM pick the head coach. You know, I mean, that's another part of this. When you fire the GM first, you're making a statement about the entire operation.
You know what I want to know? And I know I'm jumping way ahead here. Who's got next in the NFL? Who's the next hot shot coaching candidate? And are any of the college coaches, like a Brian Kelly, will his name pop up for pro jobs? Nick Saban. I know, like, because it will. Like, you know, I'll just be the first to bring that. But I don't know who, like, the...
Would it be Jim Bob Cooter, the Colts offensive coordinator?
That'd be great.
Because of how good they've been and they're 7-1?
That's a really good call. Like look at teams like that. Like, just in general. Like,
and
teams
that's how Shane Steichen came to be.
Yeah.
Same idea.
Right.
The
right.
Nick Saban thing's interesting just because he's been out for a minute.
Yeah.
But also, if you remember back to his last... first go as an NFL head coach
with the Dolphins.
Dolphins. Yeah, that's right.
Where Wade Huizenga told everybody he was leaving.
Well,
so the whole thing though was Nick Saban was like, "Hey, Drew Brees, I think he'd probably be a good fit here," and he didn't pass the physical. And I always wondered, if he had passed that physical, what could Nick Saban have built in Miami?
Because he failed miserably. Do you guys know that he was supposed to, that there were heavy talks with Nick Saban and the Chicago Bears and Jerry Angelo, and the talks like completely broke down? Like it sounded like something that was going to happen.
Shocking.
Nick Saban, folks, was a coming to the Bears, and then the whole thing blew up, and then he eventually went to Miami, and that was a bad fail, and then found himself back at Alabama as the greatest head coach in college football ever.
Is this kind of like when Kobe Bryant, there was a chance he was going to go to the Bulls?
Number one with a bullet. I believe he once told Rick Tellender, I think it was. No, it's Jay Mariotti.
He actually acknowledged it in a press conference.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
He's here for Kobe. His last game at the United Center.
Yeah, well, at the time, he said, like, I think it was Jay Mariotti who asked Kobe Bryant, like, what's your number one team? He said Bulls with a bullet. Like, he did want to play for the Chicago Bulls at one point.
Him and MJ and just, whew.
Sliding doors.
Bulls were not going to trade Lou Alding, though, to get Kobe. That was the name that came up. People in LA are like, what? You're going to give us who? Because, of course, we overinflated the value
slightly
of Lou Alding in our Bulls bubble. We loved Lou Alding. We thought he was a star.
And that's how the Lakers remain the Lakers, by taking other people's stars.
That is correct. The superstars LA.
They either hold on to theirs or they just don't make deals.
Exactly. Yes, like, they are
like,
smart.
Oh, yeah, what if Luka was on our team? Sure thing.
We'll throw in Nocioni. You guys seen this guy? We chant his name at the United Center. We chant this guy's name. He plays defense. Daryl's getting mocked.
They made Daryl Strawberry cry.
Oh, man. Sean, are you writing? By the way, Sean, do you know you're supposed to write stuff down?
Oh,
do you know
how the show works? No, Sean, writing things down. Is that what I should be doing this whole time?
When I say something, when I look at you and I say, write this down.
Okay.
Write down whatever
I
just
very
said.
Obvious. This seems confusing.
It's all going. It absolutely is.
Do you reference these later? Is this just for me?
Just don't ask questions.
I'm writing it down. Don't ask questions.
Write stuff down, okay? Like, because it's all building towards something. It will happen.
Kobe Bryant. Bulls fans wanted to keep him. Got it.
I didn't tell you to write that down.
I'm sorry.
Did
what
I?
Did you?
This is ridiculous.
Here's what we've written down in this segment. We've written down the fact here on Raheem Harrison Grody that Chris Greer is out.
Yes.
As he has suffered the consequences of a failed run in Miami. He will no longer be the GM, but staying for the time being is Mike McDaniel through the end of the season. This all courtesy of Adam Schefter. But there's consequences there. You wonder what the consequences will be for Caleb Williams if he can't get it done this week.
I just want to add this last thought about the Dolphins, who are now 2-6. No,
2-7.
Even worse than that. Yeah, 2-7.
Bring Wani back.
Bring Wani back. So there, you knew that there was a problem. There were red flags starting and after the Bears joint practice. They had issues with how the practice was conducted. Like, that was your first indication that things were not. Something wasn't right there.
That they were
something
soft.
Was a,
a little too
they
physical
were...
for football.
The little Dolphins couldn't take it.
Wow.
Yeah, a little soft. I think that's what we're saying here.
Welp, so that is the, I guess it's the first domino to fall in personnel changes in the NFL for the season.
There it is.
Getting back to the Caleb Williams conversation. Clearly, that is not on the line here. We know that. We have reached the point past those types of discussions. I asked the question, so what if it is a similar game? You know, what if it is a couple of false start penalties where you're asking, you know, was cadence an issue? What if it is a couple of force balls over the middle where timing is still an issue? What if you're seeing the guys who you know to be possession receivers not getting targets? You know, then what do we do? Do we adjust the expectations even further then, knowing that that was a chance against a Bengals team?
No, I don't think our expectations change one bit, because I don't think Ben Johnson's expectations have. Now, I'll say, specifically with the penalties, I think there will be hardline consequences / changes if that continues halfway through the season. We're dealing with the same stuff we were dealing with coming into training camp. I think it takes time, but that has been given enough time.
Now, I want to give this some parameters when I ask this question. I'm not asking the question being like, fire everybody, rah, bucket. I'm saying, and I did say bucket is in the receptacle. So I'm saying, like, do you change your game plan a little bit? You know, do you have to take some precautions when it comes to play calling and read progressions and where you're putting the receivers?
Well, what
in play design?
I guess I'm asking, what could you change besides when you asked the question? I thought you were talking about if it was similar to last week and the fact that the penalties were the thing that I felt killed them more than anything else.
Right, but I'm saying if we're seeing force balls over the middle that result in incompletions, you know, that type of stuff. Do you start to change how you're constructing the offense a little bit to try to make him more confident in what Ben Johnson wants him to do?
I don't think so. I think he's got to get to him, right? He's got to. There's certain things he just has to be able to do in a Ben Johnson offense.
That's a huge question, though, because we kind of brought that up with the whole, and I know we've referenced this so many times now, but Weederer talking to Ben Johnson and Ben Johnson saying, you got to come to me, as in, like, I got the goods here, man, and you just got to execute it. But the question Layla asked, if this game goes the way the last two have gone,
yeah,
I would conclude that he's in a slump.
He's already in a slump.
Fair enough, because I don't think, like, I'm not making grand conclusions about Caleb Williams. I still think he could be a very good quarterback in this league, but it would mean that he is in a slump, and it would also mean that it can't be the same old business by Ben Johnson. That doesn't mean tearing out pages of the playbook necessarily, but it is on your $10 million a year head coach to make an adjustment for the offense to make it better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.